Ihya-ud-Din presents Story Time Nosy Nasira. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There was once a little girl named Nasira. Nasira was a good girl who always read her salah, kept her fasts, and listened to her parents. However, Nasira had one very bad habit. She was nosy and curious about other people's lives and always wanted to know what other people were doing. She would spy on them by peeping into their homes and eavesdrop by hiding and listening to them in secret to find out what they were doing and what they were speaking about in their homes. One day, Nasira was at home when she heard the neighbor, old Uncle Ghulam, arrive home from work. Since Nasira was so nosy, she immediately rushed to the window and peeped out to spy on him. As she watched, she saw that he had brought home some shopping bags and was busy carrying them into the house. Now Nasira was burning with curiosity and just had to know what was in the shopping bags. Had he brought chocolates? Or perhaps clothes and shoes? Or was it just groceries? Nasira quietly crept out of the house, walking on tiptoes, until she came to Uncle Ghulam's house. Then she went to the kitchen window and slowly lifted her head to peep inside. However, she was too short, so she found some bricks lying nearby and stacked them into a small pile underneath the window. Then she stood on the pile of bricks, but just as she lifted her head to peep inside, Uncle Ghulam opened the window. He didn't know that Nasira was trying to peep inside, and as he pushed it open, it hit Nasira on her nose. Nasira lost her balance on the bricks, and before she knew it, she had fallen to the ground. Poor Nasira. Her nose was bruised and paining, and tears were coming out of her eyes, but she did not dare make a sound, in case Uncle Ghulam caught her and told her father that she was spying on him. Just then, Nasira looked around and noticed that another neighbor, Auntie Shakira, was at home. As Nasira looked at her house, she could hear Auntie Shakira's voice from her bedroom. Nasira was so nosy and curious that as soon as she heard Auntie Shakira's voice, she just had to know who she was talking to and what she was saying. However, there was one problem. Auntie Shakira's bedroom window was too high, so Nasira could not hear properly and could not make out what she was saying. Nasira thought for a few moments, and then she came up with a plan. There was a big tree in Auntie Shakira's yard near the bedroom window. Nasira would climb the tree, and then she would be able to hear what Auntie Shakira was saying. However, as Nasira climbed the tree, she was so distracted that she did not notice that she had disturbed a beehive. Before she knew it, the bees began to swarm around her. Nasira immediately dropped out of the tree and began to run. But even as she ran, a bee managed to sting her on her ear before she escaped. Now Nasira had a swollen ear to add to her already bruised nose. This time, the pain was too much and Nasira could not remain silent. She shouted and ran home to her mother and father. When her parents saw her bruised nose and swollen ear, they asked her, "Nasira, what happened? Tell us the full story." Nasira realized that if she told her parents the truth, she would be in trouble. But she had to speak the truth because her parents taught her not to lie and told her that Allah Ta'ala does not like those who lie. She knew that lying would be another sin and that lying would make her get into even more trouble. So she told her parents what she had done. Her mother and father were very disappointed in her. Her mother said, "Nasira, you must not spy and eavesdrop on people. It is haram. A believer does not eavesdrop and spy. Just as Allah Ta'ala does not like those who speak lies, Allah Ta'ala does not like those who eavesdrop and spy. Why do you want to know what is happening in other people's houses and lives?" Then her father said, "Nasira, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that it is haram to peep into people's homes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It is not permissible for any Muslim to look inside another person's home until he gets permission." If you have to look into someone's home without permission, you might see something that you are not supposed to see. What if the person is changing when you peep inside and you see something haram? If you do this, then you will get double sin. One sin for looking in the house without permission, and another sin for seeing the person's body. You must not look into any person's home unless you ask for permission to enter and they allow you to come inside. As for eavesdropping, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that if a person eavesdrops on other people's conversations, then on the day of Qiyamah, boiling liquid will be poured into his ears to punish him. That night, as Nasira lay in bed with her bruised nose and swollen ear, she realized something important. Spying and eavesdropping is not only a sin that makes Allah Ta'ala angry, it also gets you into big trouble. She decided that from that day, she would no longer be nosy Nasira. From the story, we learn that a Muslim must not spy on other people and peep into their homes. Spying on people and peeping into their homes is a sin. We also learn that to listen to people's private conversations is called eavesdropping. Eavesdropping is also a big sin. And finally, a Muslim must not be nosy and curious and worry about what other people are doing in their homes and lives. The end.